This audio has been developed by Sangam Books Publication Private Limited, Nepal. Sangam Paragon English Book 7. Unit 1. 1. Who is the principal of your school? Introduce him or her in the class. 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Hello everyone. I'd like to introduce the principal of my school. His name is Ritesh Shrestha. He lives at Naya Bazar, Kirtip with his family. He was born in Dharing district. He has friendly behavior with the students. He likes the students to be disciplined and well-mannered. He focuses on both learning and extra activities. He has created good learning environment in the school. He has won the faith of the society well. He has good coordination with the staff. All the staff and the students have good respect towards him.
Unit 2. Listening. 1. When you have no pen in the class, what do you do? 2. Listen to the dialogue and answer these questions. I didn't bring my pen today, but we have to do this classwork. Can I borrow your pen, please?
Sorry, you can't. I have only one pen and I will use it.
Oh, I see. Do you have a pencil then?
Yes. I do. I have two pencils.
Could I borrow one?
Yes, of course, you could. Please take it.
Thank you. It's well.
No problem.
Unit 3. Listening. 1. Where is the man and what is he trying to do? 2. Listen to the conversation and answer the following questions. A man wants to know the balance of his account. Excuse me, madam.
Yes, please. May I help you?
I'd like to know the balance of my account, please.
Certainly, sir. May I have your checkbook, please?
Yes, of course. Here it is.
Thank you. Would you wait just for a moment, sir? There you are.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
You have 3,05,000 in your account.
Thank you, madam. Unit 4. Listening. 1. When do you wish? Has your wish ever been fulfilled? 2. Listen to the poem and complete the lines.
Wish I could fly. I always wished that I could fly. High above the ground in the sky. In the air I am free. Please come along and fly with me. I always wished that I had wings. The fluttery light and graceful things. I would dance all day when the sun shone. And fly all night when it was gone. The air would be my very best friend. Floating through it I would twist and bend. Never touching the ground would be good. Like a bird and flying like they could. I wish that I could fly. Take off and into the sky. My worries would be tumbling free. Please come along and fly with me.
Unit 5. Listening. 1. How much water do you drink in a day? Why is it important to drink enough water? Discuss. 2. Listen to the text and choose the best answer.
Some doctors think that you should drink a glass of water each morning. You should drink water first, before doing anything else. The temperature of the water should be similar to body temperature. neither too hot nor too cold. Why should you drink this water? Water helps your body in many ways. It helps clean out your kidneys. It prepares your stomach for digestion. Water can also help your intestines work better. After drinking water, the intestines can more easily take out nutrients from our food. Water also helps us go to the bathroom more easily. Scientists suggest that people take in 1,600 milliliters of water each day. But don't drink all of that water in one sitting. If you do, your kidneys will have to work much harder to eliminate it. It's better to drink some in the morning and some in the afternoon. Some people think it's better to drink between meals and not during meals. They think water dilutes the juices produced in our stomachs. This can interfere with normal digestion. Are you drinking enough water every day? Check the color of your urine. If it is light yellow, you are probably drinking enough. If your urine is very dark yellow, you probably need to drink more water. A little more water each day could make you much healthier.
Unit 6. Listening. 1. What do you want to be in the future? Share to your partner. 2. Listen to the text and write true or false.
My name is Juna Tamang. I was born and raised in Rasuwa. My father works in a factory, while my mother is a housewife. I have 3 siblings, with 1 older brother and a younger sister. We live at Balaju in Kathmandu. I am studying at grade 7 now. First, I want to complete my study. Although there are many careers to choose from, I want to be a teacher after my study. You may wonder why I wanted to be a teacher. I ask myself this question and ponder the reason why I want to become a teacher. I know teacher is a role model of the society educating people from local areas. There are doctors, engineers, pilots, politicians, officers because of teachers. This is why I like teachers. My village is very remote. Only a few people are educated there. So I want to serve my village and make people educated. I know education is the solution of all problems including poverty and ignorance. I want to support my parents being a teacher. Teaching is not all about fame and recognition though. Knowing that I am doing a job that makes a difference, like teaching a child how to read and write, learn what respect is, and take responsibility for their actions will be meaningful. Those things alone are far more valuable than rewards of recognition or money. I hope my dream to be a teacher would come true in the future.
Unit 7. Listening. 1. Do you visit a doctor when you feel any health problems? 2. Listen to the text and answer the following questions. My name is Binod and I'm a student at Paragon Secondary School. I usually get very painful headaches. One day I decided to see a doctor. The doctor asked me to describe my headaches. I told him that when I have headaches, I feel dizzy and it usually aches on sunny days. The doctor asked what medicine I take for my headaches. I told him that I only drink water and get some rest. The doctor decided to conduct a medical checkup on me and discovered that I had eye problems and malaria. He prescribed some pills and advised me get spectacles for my eye problem. Unit 8. Listening. 1. Have you ever seen a tiger? Where? 2. Listen to the story and put the following sentences in the correct order. Write the order number in the box.
The tiger and the traveler. One day the villagers caught a tiger by setting a trap and placed him inside a cage. They placed the cage by the side of the road for the people to see the wicked tiger who had so far killed many cattle and children by suddenly attacking the villagers. The tiger was now in real problem. He was not given any food nor any drink. He requested each and every passerby to release him, promising that he would not kill his rescuer. But no one believed the ferocious animal. At last, a kind traveler agreed to help the tiger, after the latter promised not to kill him. But as soon as the tiger was released, he wanted to kill the man. The man pleaded for life, reminding the animal of his promise. But the animal did not want to listen to his prayer. He said, "I am hungry, and you are my prey. How can I let you go?" Meanwhile, a fox happened to come there. He heard everything from both the parties and said, "I don't believe that such a big tiger could fit in that small cage." The tiger said, "Let me show how I was locked in the cage." So saying, he entered the cage. And the sly fox at once closed the door of the cage and went away with the traveler.
Unit 9. Listening. 1. Why do people make gates in city areas? Do people in the villages also make gates? 2. Listen to the text and put a tick right in the right box.
Do you know the difference between a gate and a door? Well, you certainly know they're both things which are found in a building. You can open and close them both. Both are used for the security of a house. But the main difference is that a door is generally found in a building, whereas a gate is usually found outside. A gate is made of metal, but a door is made of wood. A gate is bigger and heavier than a door. A gate costs much more than a door. Every building must have doors, but there may not be a gate. There might be many doors in one building, but there is usually only one gate in a building. The gate is attached with the outside compound wall.
Unit 10. Listening. 1. Look at these pictures and discuss what can be the main attractions of Sagarmatha National Park. 2. Listen to the text and fill in the blanks.
Sagarmatha National Park. Sagarmatha National Park is situated in northeastern part of Nepal. It covers 1,148 square kilometers of the Himalayan ecological zone in the Khumbu region of Nepal. It was declared in 1976. The mountains of the park are geologically young and are broken up by gorges and glacial valleys. The main attraction is the 8,848.86 meters high Mount Everest. It is also home to two other 8,000 Lhotse and Chowayu besides several other prominent peaks above 6,000 meters, namely, Tham So, Nuts, Amar Diblang and Pumri. The park includes the upper catchment areas of the Dudhkoshi River and is largely composed of rugged terrain with deep gorges, glaciers and huge rocks. Recognizing its superlative natural characteristics and unique ecosystems of international significance, UNESCO has declared the park a World Heritage Site in 1979. Bokio and associated lakes in the SNP has been declared wetlands of international importance under the Ramsar Convention in 2007. The Sherpa people, whose lives are steeped in Buddhism, live in the region. The famous Tengboche and other monasteries are common gathering places where they celebrate such festivals as the Dimje and Mani Rimdu. In addition to the Tengboche, some other famous monasteries are Thame, Khumjing and Pingboche. In 2002, an area 275 square kilometers surrounding the park has been declared a buffer zone, which consists of forests and private lands. The park and the local people jointly initiated community development and conservation activities and managed the natural resources in the buffer zone. The National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Act, 1973 has made a provision of plowing back 30-50% of the park's revenue into community development and conservation of the buffer zone.
Unit 11. Listening. 1. Who is the person in the picture below? 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Parijat was born in 1994 BS, Baisakh. She was born in Darjeeling, India. Her real name was Vishnu Kumari Vaiba. Her father's name was Kalu Singh Vaiba and her mother's name was Amrita Moktan. She passed her SLC from Padmakanya Vidyashram of Kathmandu. She did her bachelor's degree in Kathmandu. She began her literary career by publishing poems in a magazine Dharti. She wrote poems, stories, novels and essays. She won the Madan Prize for her novel Shirish Ko Phool in 2022 BS. It made her famous in the literary circles. She was sentimental, so she was a fan of serious kind of literature. Once she became chairperson of Nepal Women's Organization. Despite her physical disability, she raised her voice against injustice, oppression and inequality. She breathed her last on 5 Baishakh, 2050 BS in Kathmandu.
Unit 12. Listening. 1. Who is the person in the picture? 2. Listen to the text and tick right the best answer.
Charlie Chaplin was a comedian actor. He was born on April 16, 1889, in London, England. His birth name was Charles Spencer Chaplin. His father, Charles Chaplin, and his mother, Hannah Chaplin, were both entertainers in the music hall tradition. His father was a vocalist and an actor, and his mother was a singer and an actress. He learned singing from his parents. His first on-stage moment was when he was 5 years old. He sang a song that was intended to be sung by his mother. She had become ill at the time of the performance, so little Charlie Chaplin stood to perform for his mother. Charlie Chaplin came to the United States in 1910, at the age of 21. He was brought to New York, which was known to be a great place to start out for anyone trying to become a professional actor. 2 years later, Chaplin signed his very first contract at Keystone. His first movie was premiered in 1914 and it was titled, Making a Living. Charlie Chaplin grew to become one of the most popular and successful actors of all time. In 1921, he starred in and produced his first full-length film called, The Kid. From then on, most people all over the world knew Charlie Chaplin and loved his movies. He had a great career in life. He died on December 25, 1977, at the age of 88, in Switzerland. He had apparently died of natural causes in his sleep from old age.
Unit 13. Listening. 1. Make a list of things that you can and cannot do. Share it with your friends. 2. Listen to the text and tick right the things that Dipesh can do. I'm Dipesh Chaudhary. I'm a student of Paragon Academy. Now I am studying at grade 7. There are many things that I can do and I cannot do. I'm very good at maths. I can solve any kind of problems. I can play football and chess well. When I was small, I could make kites but now I don't make them. I have some hobbies too. I can draw pictures and do paintings. I can also dance in folk songs of my community. However, I cannot sing songs. I am learning to play the guitar. But still I am not able to play well. On Saturdays, I wash my clothes myself. Sometimes I help my mother in cooking too by cutting vegetables and grinding spice. But I cannot cook food myself. I wish I will be able to cook delicious food. In the future, after my schooling, I may go to the capital for my higher education. Therefore, I need to learn all skills like cooking and washing. Unit 14. Listening. 1. How tall are you? Share each other in pairs. 2. Listen to the text and match.
Bhagwati Sapkota is 20 years old. She is 5 feet 3 inches tall. She is not so fat. Her weight is about 50 kilograms. She has long black shining hair. She has got a round face with fair complexion. She has dark eyes. She has thin eyebrows with a flat nose. She's got thin lips and a round chin. She's got a dimple on her right cheek.
Unit 15. Listening. 1. Look at this picture and say what the weather is like. 2. Listen to the text and write true or false.
Welcome to the weather forecast. Now, let's see what the weather is like today. In the north of the country, it's very windy and cold. There is a chance of some rain too, so don't leave home without your umbrella. The temperature is around 10 centigrade. In the east, it's rainy all day today, I'm afraid. There may be a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The temperature is a bit higher, at around 13. In the west and middle of the country, the weather is dry, but cloudy. So no rain for you, but it is quite windy and the temperature is just 10. The south of the country has the best weather today. It's cloudy most of the time but sunny this afternoon. The temperature is around 15 degrees.
Unit 16. Listening. 1. What do you see in the picture? Discuss. 2. Listen to the story and complete it.
One autumn evening, Mukesh and Goma went to the theater. They attended a play. The play started at 7 o'clock. Mukesh and Goma enjoyed the theater. After the play, they walked together in the park. They walked beside the lake. The moon was bright. They talked about their future. When they went home, their children were not asleep. They waited for their parents to return. They were excited to hear about the theater. Mukesh told the children about the play. Then, after having dinner, Goma put the children to bed. Mukesh and Goma were very tired. It was a good night.
Unit 17. Listening. 1. Do you get surprised when you meet your friend after a long time by chance in the market? 2. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Well, hello there, Ria. Wow, it is a long time no see. It is great to see you again. Sheila, hello. What a coincidence. I have not seen you in ages. It is great to see you. What are you doing in Manchester? Are you just visiting? I just got a new job in Manchester in finance, so I am shopping for some new clothes. Hey, what do you think of this skirt? Well, you remember how much I love black. See? I have got the same skirt as you. You have always had great taste in clothes. Well, this is a small world. We must keep in touch. You still have my mobile number? No, I lost my phone. Here is my new number. Okay, I will save your number. I have got to go back to work. Give us a ring so we can arrange dinner sometime. For sure. Take care. Bye.
Unit 18. Listening. 1. Do you talk about holiday plans with your friends? Where do you want to go to visit for your next vacation? 2. Listen to the conversation and write true or false against each statement.
Oh, Prakash, our winter vacation is coming soon, isn't it? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm very excited for the vacation. I've not made any plan yet. Perhaps I'll go to visit my father in Batal. What are you going to do, Nirmal?
Well, I'm going to visit Pokhara with my parents.
What will you do in Pokhara?
I'll take lots of photos and visit different places there.
Oh, I've already been to Pokhara. I went there last year with my parents.
Did you enjoy much there?
Yeah, Pokhara is a really beautiful place to visit.
I'm so excited to visit.
Unit
Unit 19. Listening. 1. Look at this picture. What is the man doing? 2. Listen to the story and put the sentences in the correct order.
Once upon a time, there was a carpenter who had so much work to do that he decided he needed an assistant. He put an advertisement in the paper and soon someone came to apply for the job. The carpenter was surprised and disappointed when a strange, weak-looking man named Nasruddin appeared at the door. At first, the carpenter didn't want to hire Nasruddin because he didn't look like he could even lift a toothpick. However, as no one else had answered the ad, the carpenter finally said, "Okay, I'll give you a chance. Do you see the forest over there? Take my axe and chop as much timber as you can." At dusk, Nasruddin returned, and the carpenter asked, "How many trees have you chopped down?" "All the trees in the forest," Nasruddin replied. Shocked, the carpenter ran to the window and looked out. There were no trees left standing on the hillside. Nasruddin had chopped down the entire forest. The astonished carpenter asked Nasruddin, "Where did you learn to chop timber?" "In the Sahara Desert," Nasruddin answered. "That's ridiculous," laughed the carpenter. "There aren't any trees in the Sahara Desert." "There aren't any now," Nasruddin replied.